Good morning and welcome back to the Get the Scoop Radio Show. This is Kristen Hildebrand. I'm Warren County's Extension Agent for Horticulture, and right alongside with me here each and every weekday morning is Chris Schalk. He's Barron County's Extension Agent for Agriculture and Natural Resources. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning, Kristen.
So yesterday we had a little fun in the studio. I should say we have fun all the time.
We do have fun all the time.
Not just yesterday, but yesterday we were talking about that virtual cut flower farm.
How'd it go?
We had a great attendance.
Great.
Even for something in the summertime.
I'm always amazed. Great.
But you kind of alluded to the fact that some of the topics we're going to talk about this week on Get the Scoop is related to try to help gear you towards the fall.
Yeah, I know.
But this is very, very important.
Right.
Establishing cool season grasses for the fall. Is it already that time to be thinking about fall seeding of grasses?
Yeah, Kristen, it really is. You say, Chris, July's not even over yet. We're not going to think about fall. I'm still sweating. Got lake time to cake in, okay? All right?
We're still sweating over here.
Still sweating, all right? This is something we've got to get thinking about, get started on. Went on a farm call last week one day, and we were, you know, that's basically what we covered. We're converting a field from grain production back into forage production, and we were trying to get our ducks in a row, and that's what we're going to do. Kristen, I thought we'd just talk about a few tips today. That's okay.
Yeah, and it's probably good to, like you said, when you're going from grains to grasses, there's probably a little bit of a difference in what the needs are.
Right, and maybe you're just tired of the grass, or there is the lack of grass in a field, okay? So what are you going to do? And, you know, we kind of just talk about a few things of that nature. But
yeah.
First of all, Kristen, what's the first thing we're going to do?
Soil test.
That's exactly right. So we're not going to beat this dead horse, but we are going to get us a soil test pulled so we can go ahead and get that P and K laid down and get ready, because we're going to seed in the fall, all right? We're going to have that P and K sitting there waiting to stimulate that plant once it gets growing, make sure that we've got a good root system. We don't want to wait on that. We want to get that done, okay? So let's get the soil test, knock that out. Then we got a control competition, okay? So that may mean that we're just going to mow it off or graze it down real low and drill it in there. For most people, that's probably going to mean we're some type of chemical suppression, all right? So if we're just wanting to kill everything, to be real honest, we're probably looking at 2 rounds of glyphosate, all right? And if we've got any really mean and nasty weeds in there, we might use a broadleaf product. Well, we've got to pay attention to the label so that we can go back and go ahead and seed at the right time. So we got a control competition. Kristen, the most expensive thing that when you're doing a reseeding project, but it's also the most expensive, but it's probably the cheapest as well, and that is using a high quality seed. You know, buy some genetics, okay? Buy some genetics in those seeds that you're going to get good production out of, all right? Seed, definitely, you know, we had a discussion yesterday about, you know, what should a seed tag look like? Okay. Well, it better be certified seed. All right. It better have a good test on it for noxious weeds and for germination. And I tell people, somebody asked me, Chris, what's more important, germination or noxious weed content? And Chris said, I guess we could debate this all day long, but to me, it's germination.
Yeah. I would say that too.
I can deal with the weeds. I can manage around weeds once they come. But if the seed never comes up, I can't do anything about that.
Right.
Okay. So I think a good quality seed, you know, determining the best method to put that seed in the ground. And if we could debate from now until Christmas about whether that's conventional or no-till, but it's going to depend a lot on the topography of the ground and that type of thing. You know, making sure we get this stuff established, timing right, is really important. And then we got to allow it to grow, Kristen. We got to show a little bit of patience, okay? We can't turn cattle in on it too quick, all right? We need to let it grow. We need to let it grow, okay? And then in the spring, we don't need to cut it off into the ground, all right? We sometimes abuse our grass before it even gets started, okay? So, folks, I guess the take-home message is today, let's pull the soil samples, let's get started. Let's get a seed variety picked out, let's get some seed ordered, let's get it in the ground in a timely manner, and then let's just be patient, Okay. So if you got any questions about establishing cool season grasses, pick up that phone, give your extension agent a call. We'd like to talk to you, maybe even come out and make a little farm visit.
That's right. Chris, thank you for all those tips and information on establishing cool season grasses. If you enjoyed this talk, make sure to come back tomorrow because Chris is also sharing some information related to establishing alfalfa in the fall. Make sure you come back here with us each and every weekday morning at 5 a.m. for more Get the Scoop with Chris and Kristen. Brought to you by our sponsors like Farmers Regional Livestock Market and the folks over at Hobdy Dye and Reed. So get your scoop right here on Goober 95.1.